Hello.
Hello, we're calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We're not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. We are not trying to sell anything, and your answers will remain confidential. Do you or does a member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
Thank you. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for President, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? Are you definitely going to vote? Very likely to vote? Somewhat likely to vote? Not very likely to vote? Not at all likely to vote? Or are you not registered to vote?
Definitely. I'm registered to vote in Texas.
With which political party are you registered?
Democrat.
Are you or is a member of your immediate family from a Latino, Hispanic, or Spanish-speaking background?
No.
What is your main racial background?
African American.
And what is your age?
58.
Thank you. If the election for Florida State House were held today, which of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? Are you definitely going to vote for the Democratic? Probably vote for the Democratic. Lean slightly to the Democratic. Definitely vote for the Republican. Probably vote for the Republican or lean slightly to the Republican.
I'd proudly vote for the Democratic Party.
You will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. Kamala Harris.
What was the question about that?
Please rate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person.
Oh, okay.
You can indicate if
Favorable.
you, what do you say is very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Very favorable.
And Aaron Huntley?
I don't know.
Leonard Spencer?
I don't know him.
Carolina Amesty?
Favorable.
What do you say, very or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Scott Boyd?
I don't know him.
Now, if the election for president were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, or Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate?
Kamala Harris.
And what do you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate?
Definitely.
And if the election for Florida State House were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Carolina Amesty, the Republican candidate, or Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate?
Leonard Spencer.
And what do you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate?
Definitely.
Thank you. As you may know, Republican State Representative Carolina Amesty was arrested on Thursday for four felony charges of forgery, illegally notarizing her own signature, and falsely certifying a signature as a notary. If found guilty, Amnesty could face up to 20 years in prison and thousands of dollars in fines. Representative Amnesty has denied any wrongdoing, says these false charges were created by her political opponents, and expects to be found completely innocent. Now, if the elections for Florida State House were held today, for whom would you vote? Carolina Amnesty, the Republican candidate, or Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate?
Leonard Spencer.
And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate?
Definitely.
Due to State Representative Amnesty's arrest, there has been discussion that she will resign from office and not run for re-election. If that were to occur, another Republican candidate would run for the seat. You will now be asked about two potential Republican candidates who could run in the November election. These questions will be a bit repetitive, but please bear with me. If the election for Florida State House were held today, for whom would you vote? Scott Boyd, the Republican candidate, or... Hello?
I'm listening. Yes.
Oh, Scott Boyd, the Republican candidate, or Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate?
Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate.
And what do you say, you are definitely voting or probably voting for Leonard Spencer?
Definitely.
If the election for Florida State House were held today, for whom would you vote? Aaron Huntley, the Republican candidate, or Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate?
Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate.
And would you say you were definitely voting or probably voting for Leonard Spencer?
Definitely.
Now, you will be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish, just for classification purposes. And regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election?
I voted for Joe Biden.
When you vote for candidates for political office, what do you say? You always vote Democrat, usually vote Democrat, vote for as many Democrats as you do Republicans, usually vote Republican, or always vote Republican?
I don't remember the question.
When you vote for candidates for political office, what do you say? You always vote for Democrat, usually vote Democrat, vote for as many Democrats as you do Republicans, usually vote Republican, or always vote Republican?
Usually vote Democrat.
Thank you. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Conservative.
Would you say you are somewhat conservative or very conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college graduate with an associate's or two-year degree, some college graduate with a bachelor's or four-year degree, or postgraduate degree?
College graduate with a two-year degree.
This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Have a good day.